The CDC gave South Los Angeles a $3 million grant this morning to improve health in the region. The money went to the South LA Community Coalition. As Taylor Haney reports, the coalition will distribute the award to a variety of local organizations.
Fifth graders from MLK Elementary School kicked off today's celebration in King Park.
Thank you. Welcome to today's important announcement about improving health in our community.
They were a tough act to follow, but Congressional Representative Karen Bass stepped up to reflect on how health disparities look.
On one corner, there's a liquor store, and catty corner to that liquor store is the Vita dialysis unit. Now, why is there a dialysis unit in our community? It's there because it reflects a health disparity.
The LA Public Health Department and the South LA Community Coalition hope to address health disparities with a $3 million vote of confidence from the CDC. Marquise Harris-Dawson is the director of Community Coalition, and it falls to him and his colleagues to distribute the funds.
But we really want to look for places that have assets like beautiful parks like this one, that have community organizations like this neighborhood does, where we see disparities. And so that's where we'll be looking here in South LA.
Those organizations include public health clinics like the St. John's Well Child and Family Center and LA County Substance Abuse Prevention and Control. The money is also for healthier lifestyles in programs like the 100 Citizens Group, which builds exercise equipment at local parks. Mother of two, Veronica Jimenez from Westmont, believes the grant will improve health access for her family.
You know, my mother has diabetes, and I know how she has to go out of the city, you know, just to get the resources. So for me to have them, like, around the corner, it's, you know, like I say, it's great.
And she hopes that new exercise equipment from the 100 Citizens Group will give her kids a reason to get off their iPhones and out to the park. Taylor Haney, Annenberg Radio News.